with the straight scoop on the Packers from the man who knows them best. It's the Mike McCarthy Show with Larry McCarron and the coach of the Green Bay Packers, Mike McCarthy.
Hello, everyone, and welcome to the Mike McCarthy Show, where our lead story is the Packers' upcoming divisional playoff game against the Dallas Cowboys. And, Mike, conventional wisdom says the Cowboys are going to hand it to Ezekiel Elliott and pound you at the run, eat up clock, and keep the ball away from Aaron Rodgers and your offense. Is conventional wisdom accurate at all? Because a lot of folks think that's the way the game is going to go.
I mean, in theory, that's a good plan. So, I mean, I think it's like anything. When you get to the playoffs, obviously the competition is as high as it's going to be all season. So you got two excellent football teams playing, and you look at the identity of how they play as far as the ability of their offense to move the football, you know, their time of possession. You look at the way we move the football. So something's going to have to break. So, and that's really our focus. We got to make sure we break them from their rhythm and how they want to play. And I'm sure it's no different for how they view us.
Mike, way back in week 6, Ezekiel Elliott got about 157 yards against you guys. I'm sure that's more than you're comfortable with. What do you want to see out of your defense? What do you want to see your defense do better against him to contain him a little better?
We have to stop the big play. I mean, it's that's what a good run game is. You have to stay committed to it. You got to get your runners, your backs particular. If you're going with one back, you have to give them those 20-25 carries, and you just, you know, from a run defense standpoint, you can't let the one or two out of the barn. So, the fact of the matter of whatever the number is, 150, but if you have two or three that get out of the barn, that's where that number comes from. So, really our focus is to make sure that we contain the run game and we don't give up the big run.
Mike, the Cowboys have 3 Pro Bowl offensive linemen. And personal opinion, but the better the competition, the more important the fundamentals become. Would you say this is a big week for fundamentals up front?
Oh, no doubt. And frankly, the best thing we got going for us fundamentally is we've been playing. So it's, we're in a routine. We're getting to work our fundamentals every Thursday. We'll do it again this week with the padded practice. We're coming off of a win where obviously the fundamentals was a key to our success. So we're able to stack off of that. So we're just going to stay true to our plan, trust our process, and definitely it'll come down to fundamentals.
Mike, you have a well-earned reputation as a quarterback guru. How in the world did Dak Prescott go from being 4th-round draft choice to Pro Bowl quarterback? I mean, he didn't have to stop and pass go or collect $200. Yeah. 4th round of the Pro Bowl. How do you do that?
Well, I think number one, you have to give a lot of credit to, not only the player Dak and the organization and their structure of how they brought him along and developed him. Because obviously, when he was given that opportunity in the preseason, he was ready. And anytime you play a rookie quarterback after going through it personally with that experience, it's not only is the quarterback ready, it's really if the team's ready. So you have to have the defense to support that young guy. And they have the best support for a rookie quarterback was that run game. So they're able to, come along, work in steps, and they're a dynamic offense because of it. So he's done a great job individually, but I think it was an outstanding football team that was able to absorb that.
Mike, you mentioned the defense for the Dallas Cowboys. Number one against the rush and 5th in points allowed. What are you expecting from Rod Marinelli? I'm sure you've gone against him a number of times.
Well, I think it's like a lot of coaches. You got to look at their background. He's done a phenomenal job there, but really the discipline and really activity that he puts on his defensive line. I mean, they do a ton of stunning. They're always moving. It's really to take away the run because they really want to pin their ears back and play, pass rush all day and play the run on the way into the pass. So that's really what we have to get ready for. We got to get ready for a lot of their movement.
Mike, with the Cowboys coming off a bye week, are you expecting more in the way of unscouted looks?
Definitely. I mean, you have to be ready for that. But I think it's more not only the surprise look, it's the variation of what they do. I mean, they've had a ton of success. I mean, really, why would they get away from everything they've done throughout this great run that they had during the regular season? So there's always a variation or two of these. We have history, you know, not only with this football team, but with this staff. So that's where the extra film study comes in and so forth. But we'll be ready to go.
Mike, there's a chance, probably a good chance, that you will be playing without Jordy Nelson. Now, I don't need to comment on that, but in those types of situations, a player of his stature, is that something that gets discussed with the team? Do you talk about it? We're going to be without this guy this week, and we're going to have to deal with it? Or is it just kind of accepted the guys know what's going on?
Well, in today's day and age, everybody knows what's going on. So you have to always plan, you know, for the worst when you're putting together a game plan, especially on Tuesdays, because when we got injuries that are pending, you really don't know. So you put in different formations. You may carry plays from two different formations just in case, if not so, because, you know, at the end of the day, you want to make sure the new guy is getting that rep during the course of week of practice.
Thank you, Mike. And more of the Mike McCarthy Show when we come back.
I'm Lance Allen. Coming up on the Mike McCarthy Show, our special guest guard, Lane Taylor, talking about the amazing turnaround that the team had against the Giants. And he's from Cowboys country in Arlington, Texas. What will the week be like for Lane? You'll hear about it coming up. Back in the Mike McCarthy Show with our special guest. He is guard Lane Taylor. Lane, welcome to the program. And one of those games where, okay, it doesn't get off to a great start, but -8 total yards early in the second quarter, all of a sudden 406 total yards. What changed in your mind?
Obviously it wasn't the best start for us, but we just kept plugging away. We didn't panic. No one flinched. And we just started making throws, making runs, and putting it all together and came out there with the win.
Obviously, a lot of the talk is about the Hail Mary play. As an offensive lineman, I talked to T.J. Lang, talked to Corey Linsley, and they're like, man, they didn't even know what happened. What was your perspective on the play?
Honestly, you know, I had a deja vu back to Richard's catch in Detroit. You know, once he threw it up, because I saw him throw it, I was like, someone please catch it. And then, you know, Randall's in the back of the end zone, and he caught it, and I just thought it got overthrown. And then everyone erupted, and we got the touchdown, which was awesome.
No, the touchdown before that, Devontae Adams, it seemed like Aaron had the ball for about 10 seconds. What is that like as an offensive lineman to know that Aaron's going to extend the play and you've got to sustain your block?
That's just all part of the offense. We know if we give them time, you can't cover all of our guys for that long. Either Aaron or someone's going to make a play. So it gave them, you know, plenty of time to make a play and came out with 6 points.
And as a lineman, do you just consciously, are you aware of, hey, I can't go beyond the line of scrimmage, get too far downfield, or just kind of stay in a certain area?
Yeah, we have a good feel for where the line of scrimmage is, you know, kind of where Aaron's at, and based off where your defender is going, and just stay alive and you know, do your best to stay in front of your guy and keep him off Aaron.
Another thing I kind of noticed was Aaron Ripkowski, on his touchdown, you made the conscious decision to come all the way around, help him out a little bit, get in that end zone. Is that a mentality? Is that something you're taught? What is that about, Lane?
It's something we're taught in a mentality. We always want to push our guys forward. You know, last time we played the Giants, we pushed Rip for about, you know, 10 yards after he was getting tackled. So it's a mentality. We want to get points. We want to push him in the end zone and have him go forward.
Your journey is kind of interesting. Came in here trying to fight, scratch, claw for your position. And then this year, replacing Josh Sitton basically right before the season started. Mm-hmm. Talk about what that took in your mind.
That was definitely a unique situation. No one really expected it, but I knew I had a great opportunity in front of me. And just ran with it and just take full advantage of it.
What has this run been like for you? That locker room just seems to be oozing confidence right now, being on a 7-game winning streak, scoring 30 or more points in 5 straight games. How, as an offense, do you guys feel?
We feel good. We're gelling well. We've got a good chemistry. We've got good weapons, good players. Just really, you know, finally after that 4-game losing streak, we all got together. And just really as a team, I think we all thrive off our energy, you know, either the special teams or defense. We're all thriving off the energy and putting it in our play.
Now, this matchup against the Cowboys, you have a unique perspective because you're from Arlington, Texas. What is this Cowboys phenomenon all about?
Now, I'm going to definitely hear a lot of trash talk this week from friends and family back home because my house is only 20 minutes away from the stadium. So it'll be unique. Obviously, grew up watching the Cowboys, and it'll be a fun game.
Now, you don't play the Cowboys' offensive line, but obviously they have one of the best offensive lines in football. How do you match up against that or say, hey, us as an offensive line, we're just as good and we want to play as well or better than them?
You can't really think about that because, obviously we're not going to play them. We're going to play the defense. So, we're going to go out there. We're going to play our best, and we want to come out with a win. Whatever it is, we'll leave it up to Pro Football Focus or whoever to rate the line, but we're just going to go out there and get the win.
Now, to get to know you a little bit better, I know that you offensive linemen sometimes are kind of characters, and in a recent game, I'm doing live shots after the Detroit game. All of a sudden, you guys are doing the mannequin challenge. Now, is that Bakhtiari that puts you up to that, or Corey Linsley? He's kind of sly. You just kind of seem to be there and doing whatever they told you to do.
Honestly, I think I walked up on it, and they started it, and I was like, I'll give it a shot. I had no idea until I talked to you that was live TV. But it was all fun after a good win.
How good is that, though, that you guys have that chemistry, that camaraderie, brotherhood, so to speak, as an offensive line?
We're a team, and that's the thing. We stuck together through thick and thin this year. Had to win six straight to get in the playoffs. So it just kind of describes just how our team is.
Final thing is you went to Oklahoma State, got a character of a coach there, Mike Gundy, that everybody knows him around these parts as, I'm a man, I'm 40, or wearing the mullet. What is he like?
Yeah, he's a good guy. He's a great guy. Really pushed me when I was younger to, be a good player, and he really got everything out of me, and enjoyed going back, talking to him. He's a great guy.
All right, Lane, thanks for the time. Good luck this season.
Thank you.
All right, Lane Taylor joining us right here on the Mike McCarthy Show. Mike, as well as Larry, back right after the break.
Receivers right and left. Rodgers in the shotgun, takes the snap. Has some time initially. Buying more time. Wings the end zone.
Yes!
Touchdown! Over the middle. Randall Cobb, his third touchdown catch of the game.
Welcome back. Time to talk some X's and O's with the head coach. And Mike, recently you were talking about Jared Cook, and you said there ought to be a statistic for how much attention a particular player demands or requires from the opposition. And, Mike, I thought this play is a great example of that in regards to Jared Cook.
Definitely. I mean, if you can see here, it's a third down situation. We go with just a basic 3-by-1 formation. Ripkowski's in the far back, so it's a 6-man protection. And you can see, number one, the attention. The defensive end's in what we call a flat stance. He's square, so he's not in a pass rushing stance. So obviously, his job is to get a hit on Jared Cook. So there's attention, number one. So.
Yep.
And you can see right here but Jared, he's responsible for running his route right. His route's going to come right through the inside shoulder of the near safety. Okay, so that's his job responsibility. So with that, he gets chipped. So the time clock's a little off. You can see now the linebacker's putting his hands on him, and he fights. He gets over the top. So really, he influences two of the coverage element because they're playing a 4-on-3, dropping a safety down here. And we've got the one-on-one on the backside to Devontae. So you can see the coverage matchup and how it is, but the attention that he gets from Hall, Aaron buys time. You can see the window, and we always talk about throwing the ball through windows, and there's the window. So, it's an extended play. Obviously, our time clock's not in sync on a normal release of number three, Jared Cook. But once again, he creates, obviously, with the reaction they have to him, a nice window here. And it's a great extension of the play by Aaron. Instinctive, play and angle by Randall Cobb and a huge, huge play in the game. So.
Mike, it also makes you think, when you look at this play, it makes you think of the things you said practically all off season about having that big body going down the middle at the tight end position and how valuable that is. Great illustration of that.
Great picture of it. I mean, you look where the quarterback's at, and the fastest way to get to the end zone from that spot is right down the middle of the field. So big bodies, athletic targets, long levers, you know, a big catching radius. Those are all things that you look for when you're designing a vertical passing attack, and you can see why here. So, I mean, great throw, great anticipation by Randall, and that's just a big-time play.
And a big assist from Jared Cook. Thank you, Mike. Coming up, we'll hand out the game balls. Stay with us.
Rodgers from the 42 of New York, fourth down and two. Snap to A-Rod. Looking downfield, scrambles right. Now, winds up, rainbows into the end zone. It is caught.
Welcome back to the Mike McCarthy Show. Time to hand out game balls. And Mike, for what seems like about the seventh week in a row, Aaron Rodgers is honored. And if this was the movie Spaceballs, we'd be talking ludicrous good. He's on an incredible streak.
Yes, he's playing lights out. Like you said, 7 weeks in a row. So can't say enough about him. You know, obviously, when things are needed, he's been making these plays week in and week out. So another great performance.
Another offensive game ball goes to Randall Cobb, and he comes back from injury in a big way. Five catches, 116 yards, three touchdowns. And it seemed, Mike, like he was really passionate about getting back into the contributing phase.
Oh, no doubt. I mean, Randall wants to play. I mean, it's difficult to see any of your players, you know, not be able to play on Sunday and being active. So I mean, just really, and I was concerned about him. I'm not gonna lie about it. I was concerned that he was not gonna be able to be able to move the way he needed to move. But gosh, the improvement he made from, you know, Wednesday to Thursday to Saturday, and look what he did on Sunday. It was outstanding.
One of the defensive game balls goes to Mike Daniels. Now the stat line says four tackles, but he ruined so many runs with his penetration against their pattern scheme, blowing up, pulling guards. I mean, they couldn't get anything done. Fine job by Mike Daniels, huh?
Outstanding. I mean, he was on the other sideline of scrimmage all day. Just brings not only, you know, the level of performance that Mike plays with, but his energy. You know, it's infectious, and he was outstanding also.
Another player that was outstanding, Julius Peppers. I don't know how he does it. Sack, a couple other pressures, a couple of knockdown passes. What an inspiration to all you guys to see that man play like that in the postseason.
And that's what playoff football is. I mean, if you look at Julius Peppers, what he's accomplished in his career, you know, what he means to our football team, the impact that he's made since he's been here, and what he's done down this stretch. I mean, it's incredible. And to do it at his age, at this level, it's special.
Speaking of special teams, and this has got to be a very well-deserved game ball because special teams really played well. Newcomer Jordan Tripp. Mm-hmm. What did he do special?
Well, three tackles. So, I mean, he's a guy that's on every special team, has come in here, has made an impact, has picked up our system very quickly, and he's been an excellent addition.
Mike, when he first got here, I did a little interview with him, and I said, well, how do you like it? He goes, I love it. I'm from Montana. This is just like Montana. So you got a keeper there.
Oh, no doubt. He definitely fits in.
All right. Thank you, Mike. Coming up, the last word from the coach. Stay with us.
Mike McCarthy's wardrobe provided by the Haberdasher Limited, the best quality men's clothing store in Green Bay. Offering suits, sportswear, and tailoring for men. 335 North Washington Street, Green Bay.
Welcome back. Time for the last word from the head coach. And Mike, bottom line, what's it going to take to beat the Dallas Cowboys come Sunday?
Play to our identity, Larry. I mean, number one, we got to win the turnover ratio. That's obviously something we need to improve on from our first game with the Cowboys. We got to handle the energy early in the football game. And at the end of the day, we got to score more points than they do.
Mike, AT&T Stadium is been a friendly place to the Green Bay Packers. You talk about the Super Bowl championship. But then in 2013, I think you guys went down there losing by a ton at halftime, came back and beat the Cowboys like 37-36. AT&T Stadium, not a bad place to play, huh?
Definitely. I mean, it's created a lot of great memories, you know, just, you know, those particular two games, and hopefully it creates another great memory.
Mike, thank you, and best of luck, and thank you for watching. Until next time, take care.